I haven't aspired to be in any other political realm, only to represent the residents of Brighton. And now I think Brighton needs a leader, a different type of leader, somebody that hasn't been a career politician, but that sees it to move it forward for bringing business to town, listening to what the residents' concerns are, fixing the problems, bringing the power back to the council so it works as a council, not try to stir the pot and keep it divided. Also, I do not have any businesses that work for the municipality of Brighton or employed in a business that does work for the municipality of Brighton. I don't have any of that. So, the difference is leadership and to bring stuff forward. Like, the council recognized to start a wastewater task force to put me on. They recognized my planning ability. They recognized the motions that I brought forward and to be voted on. It was all for the improvement and the betterment of the municipality of Brighton. A lot of that was listening to the residents, talking to the residents. I just haven't been shown up to events in the past 3 months. I've been shown to all the events and donating my time and freely and everything for the residents for the past 20 years, and a lot more with Councillor Bateman bringing me out in the last 4 years to different events and fundraisers and going. So I just didn't do it for the last three months. I've been there for the past 4 years for the residents, and I've been very approachable. I haven't been shopping anywhere else but Brighton, and that's where I get my groceries. You can see me at Sobeys all the times at No Frills, and the residents talk to me all the time. I'm very approachable, and I bring their problems forward, even though it does get me in trouble for bringing their concerns forward. I do listen to them. When they tell me that they've called and they've got answering machine is full, or they send emails, no answers, and then their last resort is to come to a counselor. I'm one of the two counselors that they come to, and some of the other counselors have come to approach me to try to assist them with stuff, which has got me into a little bit of hot water. But the thing is, the stuff that counselors supposed to do, what are we elected to do? But for some reason, my other counterpart doesn't believe that it is that counsel. Like, I was told in a council meeting that I should not go to Tim Hortons and talk with the farmers. So that's right on news. So that's the difference between me. I would gladly have a counselor that's there solving problems for the residents and helping us out, as long as they stay within the borders and within those lines, which I did at all times.